Alrighty, can you hear me?
Yep, I can.
Alright, perfect. I guess, can you just start by stating your name and spelling it for me?
It's Trevor Doman. T-R-E-V-O-R. Last name Doman, D-O-M-A-N. And again, my title, if you wanted it, is a conservation officer, conservation officer for the state of Utah.
Perfect. So can you just explain, like, what these closures are that are happening down at Middle Fork?
So Middle Fork is a wildlife management area, and it was designed for hunters and fishermen to enjoy land that the state owns that is set aside for that purpose, for hunting and fishing. Middle Fork has never been meant to be a campground. It's only a parking lot where people can come in and park and then hike up onto the wildlife management area and camp, recreate, hike, hunt, fish, whatever. But in the last few years, because we don't charge anything to go into that parking lot and access all of that wonderful wildlife management area, it's the campground, or I say campground, the parking lot has turned into a campground, which is okay during the hunting season when hunters are there camping and then hiking out each day to hunt. We didn't mind that at all. But during all the summer months, it seems like, and it doesn't seem, it's what's happening, is we have so many people coming and living there, basically. We get lots of homeless people coming, setting up tents, setting up motor homes, and just trying to live there all summer long. And they've trashed the place. They've destroyed our property. They've cut down fences for firewood. They leave their trash everywhere. Just last year alone, we had over 75 calls to the police department where ourselves, conservation officers, and Weber County Sheriff's Department responded to Middle Fork Campground in the middle of the night, late at night, for, loud activities going on, parties, out-of-control stuff, the domestic violences. We've had a lot of drug interaction stuff that's happened up there that we've had to intervene with. We've had warrants. We've had to take people to jail from there. It just has turned into be a disaster. And then when people leave or we finally got them out of there, then they leave all their garbage behind, their trash everywhere. So we're in there having to pick up all their trash and garbage, and they vandalized everything from the bathrooms to the signs, shooting up all the signs, destroying all the fences. So what we ended up doing is deciding that, you know what, during the summer months, we're not going to allow camping in there anymore. That we can still, people still come in and park, and if they want to camp on the wildlife management area, they can. But it's required that they go at least a third of a mile away from the campground. So that's about 700 yards, right, in that range, away from the campground. Then they can set up a tent, and they can camp and enjoy the time, and we're still not going to charge. But that's what we're requiring to do. During the summer months until, I think we decided the second week in September, when the hunts start happening, all the big game hunts, once they start happening, then we'll go ahead and allow camping up until the end of the year. So second week in September through the end of the year, people can camp in the parking lot again and hunt out of the parking lot. But during the summer months, they can only park in the parking lot, hunt, fish, hike out of there, but no camping will be allowed at all in the parking area.
So, it's just the parking lot that you've seen the issues with. And when it comes to next year, will this still be an issue that you'll try to address, or is it just going to be this summer?
I don't see us changing this at all in the near future. I think we're going to leave this closed for camping during the summer months until the fall again in the campground only, or not the campground, it's the parking lot that's turned into a campground. And so, we're going to keep it closed and for the foreseeable future it'll remain like that. But again, it's not closed to people. We want people to know this is still open to all the hunting and fishing. Just come park, and then if you want to camp, put your tent and your backpack on, in your backpack and your sleeping bag, and hike out a little bit. Set up a camp in the wild wilderness and camp. We're trying to just avoid these people that want to live in our parking lot and trash it.
Has there been any issues with this at other canyons and camping areas in the state?
Well, I think the problem is that our area is free. We don't charge. So therefore, it's attracted everybody because they don't have to pay. In that upper valley area and around, there's lots of campgrounds. There are some great places to go camp. They don't have to go to our parking lot and camp there. You can go right across the valley from North Fork, or you can drive up Highway 39. There's no less than 6 Forest Service campgrounds right there on that main road all the way up to Causey. And so there's lots of places to go and to camp and enjoy stuff. But the problem is that those campgrounds all require a nightly fee. And it's not a problem for most people. Most people pay the nightly fee. They have a campground host there that makes sure it's all managed right, makes sure everybody's obeying all the laws, rules, regulations, with keeping it quiet at night, and make sure they pick up, clean up a campsite, and so forth. And I just think because we didn't have somebody that was collecting money and that was stationed there to try to keep it all organized, you know, and keep the riffraff out, to be honest with you, I think that's what's caused the problem, is that it's free. And we don't want to start charging people. We don't want to do that. So our option is, instead of putting somebody in there and charging people and monitoring it and having a tech that's here full time to stay there and manage it, we decided to just stop camping altogether and still leave it free.
Yeah. So I guess, like, is this, because it's not the only area that people can camp for free. Like,
no, when you're in the you're in that upper valley, most everything is private or the campgrounds, and the campgrounds have to pay. But if you go on Highway 39, once they open up the road, they've got it closed for winter, but they'll be open it here real soon. And once they open that, then you can get up onto Forest Service land, and Forest Service land is free to camp. You can camp anywhere up higher on the mountain. You can go set up your trailer, your tent, and camp. Forest Service has a regulation of 14 days is all, so you can't stay there longer than 14 days, but they it's free. And, yeah, you can camp anywhere up on the mountain. But down lower in that lower Huntsville Valley where that's at, the campgrounds that are around that area all do charge. So there is nowhere free to camp in the valley.
So I guess, like, would this be like one of the more accessible campgrounds then that is free?
It's not a campground again.
It's a parking lot.
Yeah, it's a parking lot for a wildlife management area. It was never meant to be or created to be a campground. So that's what's been the whole problem. But it is very accessible, very easy to get to. You don't have to drive a long ways. It's right in basically Huntsville, just outside of the main city of Huntsville. People can drive there with a car without worrying about it, you know. But up on the Forest Service here in another few weeks, once they open that gate, you know, the upper part will be accessible also. It's just going to take somebody driving a little longer to get up there.
You might have already said this, but I just want to make sure I understand.
Yeah.
So you park at the parking lot, and you said that there's if you walk a little bit, then there's places to camp. Is that one of those paid camp places?
No, what it is so you understand, the parking lot is a parking lot, and again, there is no one there that monitors it, that watches you, that tells you you can only go to this side and camp or this side and camp. So what it is you basically pull in and camp, and then you go through the gate and then walk into a wilderness land. The wilderness land is the wildlife management area. That in the wilderness, when I say wilderness, it's considered like that because we don't allow motorized vehicles in there. We don't allow ATVs or UTVs in there. The only thing that can go in there are people on foot or on a pedal bike or on horses. And once you go into the wilderness land, you can, as long as you get a third of a mile from the campground, you can find a flat spot anywhere you want and put up a tent and camp. So there is no designated places with picnic tables and fire rings or any of that. It's just simply mountain land. And you, as an outdoorsman or backpacker, could just walk until you find a good place to move a couple of rocks out of your way, lay your tent out, and sleep wherever you want.
Okay, perfect. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, I think that covers everything. Is that all you answered, all your questions, you think?
Yeah, I think I understand a lot better now. Thank you.
You're sure welcome. Is it going to be, tell me about what you're going to do so I can let Mark know. Is this it's public radio, is that what you said?
Yes, public Utah Public Radio. So I'll just make a news story out of it. It'll be a short story that'll air, and then we'll have it on our website as well.
Oh, very cool. Excellent. That sounds like a good idea. Sounds good. Well, thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you as well.
You're
have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.